news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I'm based in South Florida, so we'll start today with breaking news from Surfside, a community just north of Miami Beach, where a huge section of a 12-story oceanfront condo collapsed overnight. Firefighters used ladders to rescue some people from their balconies in part of the building that was still standing. At least one person, a boy, was pulled from the rubble. The building, which was built in 1981, has more than 80 apartments. It's still not clear how many were occupied at the time of the collapse. And no word yet on what could have caused a building to just fall down. From there, it makes sense to move on to infrastructure.
Republicans and Democrats have come together along with the White House, and we've agreed on a framework, and we're going to be heading to the White House tomorrow.
Mitt Romney, Wednesday night. He's one of the group that's been working on a compromise. A meeting with the president is set for Thursday to hammer out the details. But big questions remain, like whether enough Republicans will support it, and whether progressive Democrats will get behind it. They reportedly still plan to support the bipartisan bill if they can also pass a larger companion bill through the reconciliation process. A big sticking point is how to pay for it. Republicans had objected to Joe Biden's plan to pay for it by raising corporate taxes, and Biden rejected a Republican proposal to raise gas taxes. Well, the next phase begins. A judge on Wednesday handed down the first sentence related to the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Anna Morgan Lloyd, a 49-year-old woman from Indiana, pleaded guilty to a single misdemeanor for trespassing inside the Capitol. She described it on Facebook as, quote, the best day ever. Well, she avoided jail time. She was given 3 years probation. She must perform 40 hours of community service and pay $500 in restitution. But the judge, Royce Lamberth, said that some members of the public might not agree with the break I'm giving you. He went on to warn that other defendants charged with participating in the insurrection shouldn't take away that probation is the automatic outcome here. All righty then. Meanwhile, an alleged member of the Oath Keepers pleaded guilty to charges related to the insurrection as well, marking the first plea deal among the Capitol riot cases against extremist groups. The Oath Keepers is a far-right group of largely ex-military and law enforcement that organize paramilitary training and attendance at political events. A handful of others have also filed guilty pleas, admitting their roles in the riot. President Biden on Wednesday announced an initiative to counter violent crime, which fell in the early months of the pandemic, but has recently been on the rise. Biden's plan includes providing more resources to police departments, increasing spending on community violence intervention programs, and cracking down on gun sellers who violate federal laws, such as failing to run background checks. The president said the federal government was, quote, taking on the bad actors doing bad things to our communities.
Zero tolerance for gun dealers who willfully violate key existing laws and regulations. If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check, if you willfully falsify a record, if you willfully fail to cooperate with the tracing request or inspections, we'll find you and we will seek your license to sell guns. We'll make sure you can't sell death and mayhem on our streets.
He finished by saying, it's an outrage and we'll end it. President Biden also called for expanding summer employment and services, particularly for teens and young adults, and supporting former prisoners who are re-entering their communities. Biden also announced that he's ordering ATF to pull the licenses of any gun dealers who peddle guns illegally and said he'll work with state officials to hold gun makers accountable for mayhem caused by their weapons. He said this is not a time to turn our backs on law enforcement. The Supreme Court on Wednesday issued another four rulings on its sprint to the end of the session next week. In a much-anticipated decision, they ruled that a Pennsylvania school district violated the First Amendment rights of a Pennsylvania high school cheerleader. saying Brandi Levy's constitutional right to free speech was violated by punishing her for a vulgar Snapchat message that she sent expressing her disappointment about her failure to make the varsity cheerleading squad. The justices said school systems needed to be able to step in to prevent bullying and threats, but that courts could not limit how administrators can punish speech outside of school. It was an 8-1 decision. Only Clarence Thomas dissented. Go figure. Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for the majority, said, quote, America's public schools are the nurseries of democracy. Our representative democracy only works if we protect the marketplace of ideas, end quote. Michigan's Republican-led Senate Oversight Committee issued a report Wednesday saying that there was no evidence of widespread or systematic fraud in that state's 2020 election. Go figure. The findings rejected allegations by the former guy and his allies that the state was stolen from him. But Michigan Republicans are still pushing bills to overhaul the state's election laws, with such changes as requiring voters to submit IDs or only being allowed to cast provisional ballots, restricting hours for drop-off ballots, and more. Democrats say the measures are part of a Republican strategy being used in many states to prevent people, particularly voters of color, from voting in the 2022 elections. If you're wondering why you keep seeing calls to free Britney, it's because the pop star Britney Spears on Wednesday appeared in court virtually asking for the court to end the conservatorship that's been in place for 13 years. Spears told Judge Brenda Penny that it has been, quote, abusive and traumatizing, that she's been deprived of her autonomy over her own body, and worse. The 39-year-old has been under a conservatorship since 2008, with her father, Jamie Spears, controlling her life and her $60 million fortune. At Spears' request, the hearing was made public. She addressed the court by telephone, spoke for about 30 minutes, and ended by telling the judge she wanted the conservatorship to end. This type of situation happens more often than we know, and it's a travesty and a tragedy. And finally, big showdown in a House Armed Services Committee hearing. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest-ranking U.S. military officer in the nation, put Matt Gaetz in his place after the hopefully soon-to-be former congressman assailed him with talking points about critical race theory and other nonsense being spewed by the right. In a clip that's now gone viral, Milley taught him a lesson.
I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there.
Gaetz responded in typical fashion. He shook his head, sneered, and later tweeted out an insult that he then deleted. Why is this guy still in office? I got to. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll check out The Nicole Sandler Show. It airs here on the Progressive Voices Network weekday afternoons at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. And if you can't catch it live, check it out anytime at NicoleSandler.com.